7 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Doug's wandering on back over to the microphone. And until he gets here, we'll head on over to DougSteffen.com. STEPHANWWW. And see what today's poll is. Is the heavy weather that we've been having around the country this past December going to affect your travel plans this holiday season? Clay, what are our alternatives for answers?
A is yes. I've heard that the weather will be terrible at both my origin and destination.
Is that the origin? Is that like origin? Origin is like
origin. Just like that, yes.
Well, what's the difference? Isn't one a store? Origin.
That's Texas talking. Let him finish.
Yeah. Wait, what's the right one?
Origin.
Origin.
Versus origin.
That's right. Versus origin.
this is painful. Come on, let's go.
What planet are you from?
B is yes, but to be fair, I've always been concerned that weather or other factors may interrupt my plans. C is no, I'm staying close to home. And D is no, I'm not afraid of a little nature.
Also at DougSteffen.com, the focus on Senate Bill 510 or now, whatever the House bill is, as dangerous as it is and has been, such a focus of what, as we dug into it, became apparent to all of us, and we all have political stripes that are different here in this program. It's not a program about politics anyway, but it is a program about your life, your health, and your well-being. I'm very eager to help you have a better life. I will guarantee you that if this bill goes through, your life will not be better. That's one thing I can sit here and look in the camera. If you're watching GoodDayShow.com, the video stream. If you look into my eyes, I will take my glasses off, and I will look as seriously as I can into this camera and have you understand how seriously a threat this is in terms of your choices for food. It's beyond most people realize after the fact, and we're not that directly. I mean, some of the things, the tax bill affects us directly for sure. The health care bill affects us directly for sure. There are some things that affect us more than others. I will tell you, there's nothing more precious than the ability to choose fruit. That's a fundamental freedom that is collapsed by this bill. All of the good intentions, which are part of how they sold the bill, are swell. We all want to have safer food. As one congressman or senator, somebody told me, how do you vote against food safety? You don't. So you get suckered into all of the things that are supposedly good. And then when they are confronted with what they actually voted on, they say, oh, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have voted for that. So that's why they can't get it passed now on a voice vote, because they don't have 60 votes for it anymore. Because the congressmen have read it, the senators have read it. Well, I don't vote for that. This is part of the bill. They don't read the bills. And collectively, over and over again, this idiot Harkin says, let's pass the bill and we'll fix it later. Why? Why would you do that? Wasting the resources, the time, the energy of people to satisfy those people who have paid to put you in office. That's all this is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to vote against it, Roberta, you've seen, I have the petition online at GoodDayShow.com.
It's been repackaged and retucked and
how many
slid
times?
Under the carpet, what, four or five times
at
now?
Least. And you can see it. You can follow what they had to do even to get it through this last. It's been voted down three times in the last 15 months. So now it gets passed on the emotions of, oh, my God, how can
food
you vote
safety.
Against food safety? So then you look at it and say, wait a minute, there's no real organization to this, just more money thrown at having more inspectors. For what? They have inspectors now that don't do their job. The FDA, because they're so scurrilous in there, you know as well as I do, the FDA creates more problems than they solve. Look at all the things that they've supported, they've passed, they've said were okay, and people died from taking the drugs that they say passed the muster. And so it's a sham, and these big food organizations get behind, and they all got together, and even the supermarkets, some of the farm organizations supported. I'm joining the New England Farmers Union, the National Farmers Union, supported this bill. I went to a meeting last Wednesday night in Massachusetts here, and the fellow who was the representative from the National Farmers Union, I put him on the carpet. And he said, yes, we support the bill, and yes, we know there are problems for local farmers, but we think it's difficult for us as farmers to not support a food safety bill. Okay, you chump, then make sure that it's right and it doesn't affect the people that you most serve. And so he's invited me to become a delegate to the National Farmers Union and go speak at their annual convention in San Antonio in June, which I will do. So, anyway.
By the way, one of our friends from Palm Springs called and says that KPSI, our station out there, has lots of sponsors and friends of theirs that are farmers market owners.
Uh-huh.
And that we should be working together with them to yep. help spread the word on this. So that's probably a good idea to talk to all of us. I mean, this is a big talk topic, and yep. if you are going to be talking today to your listeners, this is what you should be talking about.
Absolutely. Rush Limbaugh came out. He finally realized what was going on. Not that he's the arbiter of anything, but sooner or later, everybody gets onto these things because there's a common interest here, no matter what side you're on. Food safety, yes. That isn't what this bill is about. You want to stop this bill and get real food safety. That's what you want. That's what you need to demand. It's kind of like the don't ask, don't tell vote. Finally, these people, after all this wrangling for over a year, had to get themselves on the record, and they did 63-33. One of the things I said this last, I think Thursday or Friday, Regine, when I realized, when somebody said, these people are willing to fight for the right to fight for you, why wouldn't you want them to be in service to the country? So, the T-shirt that was being distributed around Capitol Hill last week,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be straight to shoot straight.
Oh. Oh.
I thought that was pretty cool. You don't have to be straight to shoot straight. Isn't that the truth? All right, 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when
yes.
you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
All right, how's your Boniva, Roberta? Is it okay?
My Boniva's great.
Richie, is your Boniva all right?
So far, so good.
Clay, your Boniva, is it up to snuff?
I'm having a little bit of issues with my Boniva.
Are you really?
So,
I want to call somebody on that. The business about this not being a political program, but every once in a while, I have to, when I go down these streets that we are down now about the Food Safety Act, you look at some of the reasons for things being as convoluted as they are. And then as you listen to Richie say, look, go to your congressman. It takes 2 minutes. Follow the prompts.
Go to their website. Just Google their name. It'll take you to their website. Yep. Send an email. It takes you 2 minutes.
You know that the Gallup poll this past week on America's assessment of Congress, 13% said they approve the way Congress is handling its job. 13% after the election. 13%. One of the things that is now giving people cause to think, and I have to, I'm not necessarily a fan of Mike Huckabee, but, you know, I don't have to be a fan of somebody. You ought not to disagree with somebody just because of their political stripes. Roberta does that all too often. It's silly. You agree with people because of what they say and their actions, and not all of, you know, everybody's not going to be always on the same. Anyway, Huckabee said something last week, first time I found myself agreeing with him, and yet it's common sense, and now a lot of other people are saying it. Maybe they were saying it before, and he's just parroting somebody else's words. But I hadn't heard it put forth quite the way he did it, having to do with why it is that we have these people that have been voted out still there. Why is it that after the election, when people have spoken, the next move is for those people who were voted out to get out, and the people who were voted in to get in? The only reason we have this two-month lag is because back in the 1820s and the 1810s, and when everybody got on a horse and rode to Washington, it took them 2 months to get there. Hello, it takes 2 hours to get there from every place east of the Mississippi.
Now you have to be introduced to all the new lobbyists, and that takes a couple of months. So you use the holiday season and parties to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, you understand the reason, and these people just at their own risk don't even get it. You can see some of the votes that have been taking place here and how really off they are. 83% firm disapproval. Say it again, Doug. 83% firm disapproval rating, the worst Gallup has ever measured.
Wow.
The worst Gallup has ever. And by the way, it hasn't. It's gone down to 13%. It was 14% in July of 2008 when the economy really went into the bucket for the first time. This poll was conducted on the 12th of December as the lame duck session was in. And it's because of the stuff that we're talking about here, the way they've played this food safety bill so that they don't have to take credit. Oh, I didn't vote for that. Because in the end, they can say they didn't vote for it because this is being added to other bills and they're being passed on motions that have no vote attached to them. How the hell do they do that in the first place? As Richie was saying earlier, isn't a representative government supposed to represent? How do you represent your constituency if you don't even vote on the bill? How they sneak this stuff around.
Yep.
Incredible. All right. And I'm not sure I'm over this yet. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Great voice.
Yeah, this is a heavy voice. Birthday celebrations. Bobby Colomby, drummer for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, having a birthday today. How many of BS and T's songs can you remember? And When I Die?
Boost.
Right? You made me so very happy. This is what we're listening to. Spinning Wheel, Heidi Ho. A lot of people don't remember that. That was a big song of theirs. So he's 66 today. Born in the state, 1944. Remember John Hillerman from Magnum P.I.?
Yes.
His birthday is today.
Mr. Higgins.
82, he is.
Yeah. Higgins.
Happy birthday, Higgins.
Yeah, Higgins.
Higgins. In the Last Picture Show, a lot of movies, but he was best known, I think. He was in Blazing Saddles. You knew that, right?
Yes, he was.
Remember
he was
that?
The town mayor. Was he the mayor?
I think he may have been.
Yeah.
Chinatown, he was in that. So happy birthday to him. Oh, look at on this list.
Who that?
1, 2, 3, 4 on the list is Uri Geller. Described as psychic, clairvoyant, spoonbender. Actually, Richie, after we come back to the bottom of the hour, let's call him.
Okay.
I sent him an email already to wish him a happy birthday, but he'll get a kick out of how he's presented here. Next up on the music list of celebrants is Peter Criss. Real name, Peter Criss Kula, who is the drummer with Kiss. Beth the Cat.
He was the Cat. No, this isn't Beth. I switched it up on you.
Oh, did you originally?
Yeah, I didn't want to go with that.
All right. All right. So he's, how old is he? 65 today.
Every
birthday to him. Yeah, yeah. Little Stevie Wright, one of the members of the Easy Beats. England, the home of the Easy Beats, the Mersey Group. Let's see how many songs that they have. One. I'm talking about number ones now. She's So Fine, number one. Wedding Ring, number two. Sad and Lonely, and Blue, number three. Come and See Her is four. Friday on My Mind. Is that what this is? Yeah, Friday on My Mind.
Yes.
This one. Lots of stuff that is just infectious. This sound, very infectious during the English invasion, if you will. So Mr. Wright is 62 today. Happy birthday to him. Cecil Cooper, the great baseball player, is a 61 today. Happy birthday to Alan Parsons. Eye in the Sky. This is one of those groups that people compare ABBA and some of the other sweet saccharine junk that came. And I don't say
really?
ABBA is not. I don't find ABBA to be of that ilk. I've not ever identified much with this group or this fella.
Really?
No. No. That's okay. We all don't have to agree on everything.
Yeah, games people play. So, I mean, it's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. From your perspective, yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, Chris Robinson, who is a singer with the Black Crows. I don't know if we have any of his.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You guys
we'll go out with some of that, yeah.
Yeah, Abby.
Love them. They did a Wilson Pickett song, yeah.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that. I don't
Hard
know that
handle.
Much about the Black Crows because they're an era, I guess the next era beyond where I was musically. Receptive and charming, You're a gracious and enchanting Sagittarian. Today's the last day in the Sagittarian month. You become a Capricorn with the advent of tomorrow and through the 20th of January. What do you know about Capricorns?
Goat.
The goat. Really? And what's the sign for Richie? You're
ram.
A Sag.
I am
no,
a Sag.
No, Richie's not. Yeah, Richie.
I'm a Sag.
He's a Sag, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so half man, Sag. Half horse. I'll let you figure out which half is which.
Okay. I should have remembered that was the case. All right. 20 after the hour. Enough of the happy birthday moments here on Good Day 28.
Black Crows for you, Doug.
What a waste.
Well, the first cakes were found in tombs.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Bird shapes, snakes, rings. The Egyptians were fancy cake makers. Then they packed them up for the pharaoh's journey to the afterlife.
Most of the early cakes were happening at the same time at different parts of the world.
Christina Costella has collected cake recipes for years. Her new cookbook has everything from South African fritters to a Chinese favorite.
The moon cake was actually used in the 1300s as a military cake.
This is a journey cake. It doesn't spoil fast on the road.
Gingerbread is a journey cake, and fruit cake. Journeymen like pirates use the rum cake as a journey cake.
Christina Costello's fascinating cookbook is A World of Cake. The pictures will make you want to bake them all. To get some recipes, check our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Once upon a time, old Scrooge sat down before the fire.
Ah, humbug.
With great astonishment, Marley's ghost came through the heavy door and passed into the room.
Oh. What do you want with me?
You will be haunted by three spirits. I'd rather not. To read A Christmas Carol and other books online, go to www.read.gov. Explore new worlds. Read. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Question, what would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, biofriendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
To 15%.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The car that nobody wants. Remember how last year Rich is the car guy here, although I love cars as well. Rich has made his living selling cars before he became a radio guy. And so he knows the car world, not only domestic but imported. But there are so many new cars now, hard to keep up with not only the cars but who's making them. I remember last year, or maybe it was earlier this year, I can't remember, we had some fun. When the Rover, I've been driving Rovers since, it's the first time I haven't owned a Rover since 1994. I've had Range Rovers, loved them. When they were sold, Range Rover sold to Ford, or BMW bought them, I think, first, then Ford. Now they've been purchased by the Tata Motor Group in India. Remember we had fun, the guy's name that owns
the Tatas.
Rata Tata is the name of the head of the Tata Motor Group. And so now they've introduced a new car, Richie. It's called the Tata Nano. Looks like an egg. It was billed as the modern-day Volkswagen, people's car. Ultra-cheap.
Right.
Great mobility. The masses in India could buy them inexpensively, drive them everywhere. And now they've only sold, apparently they thought they would sell about 900,000 to a million of them. They've sold 90,000. People say they don't... Matter of fact, they sold 509 only in the month of December. They started month of July, they sold 9,000. The more time people have driving around, the less people like them. So interesting how they cost $6,200. The Nano Alto, $6,200. Apparently, you know, the Indian economy is improving, so people can afford to buy new cars, whereas they haven't much in the past. They've been buying cheap European cars and cheap American cars, but now they're trying to sell these things. They look a little, as I'm looking at, like a little Toyota. You know, the little eensy teensy beensy Toyota?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a, they're just not, so imagine one of those cars over here. I have a hard time with the smart car, even. You can't really, how do you look out for a smart car?
You know, I can't imagine driving on the highway in one of these cars. In Europe, they don't really have, you know, to drive in the small roads with the, you know, you get up to 20, 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour, something like that. But I can't imagine being on the 495 in Washington, D.C. and getting creamed by a big old truck doing 65 or 70 miles an hour.
Right.
Now.
Not a good idea. So. All right, now joining us is the birthday boy himself. I was reading your description. Somebody sent me the birthday list of celebrities today who are having a birthday. And it says, this is December 20th, 1946. Uri Geller, psychic, clairvoyant, spoonbender. That's how you're described in this this Uri, psychic, clairvoyant, spoonbender. That's who you are. That's what you are. Congratulations.
Oh, what a funny description, but thank you very much for thinking about me today.
Well, I have, for many years since you and I have been friends, and it goes back to, 1994, I think, I have spent many a birthday with you, and most of them have been just you and your family and me. That was, we go, remember we went to Trader Vic's or Trader whatever it was, Vic's, we had dinner in, was it, what is it, is it Trader Vic's?
Yeah, it was Trader Vic's in the Hilton Hotel.
That was it, right, yeah.
Yeah, and,
right.
And you know, what's happening here is the big freeze, and Heathrow is shut down, planes.
Everything is shut down.
Coming in, and guess what?
Right.
Daniel, my son, just landed about an hour ago, and he's here. He's in my house. He just walked in. So can you believe that a tiny, tiny miracle happened that his plane was allowed to land?
Yeah, well, I was in Chicago yesterday, and up on the board as I was going through, I just looked to see what time various planes are going various places, and I saw two British Airways flights, two American Airlines flights, and two United flights all headed to London, all canceled.
Yeah, so, canceled. So I'm lucky that Daniel made it here, and I love you all for thinking about me. And I guess I don't mind being described as a spoon bender.
Nah. Well, did anybody, when I had my birthday last month, my daughter was happy to call and sing the Beatles song, Will You Still Need Me, Will You Still Feed Me When I'm 64?
Well, I was played that song by Shippy, mm-hmm. my famous brother-in-law, when
right.
I woke up.
Yeah.
And that's quite a horrifying thing to hear. Everyone under 64, when they hear that song, you know what they think. It'll never come. I'll never
right.
get there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Doug, you do not look 64. I mean, you might look 59 or 60 or something like that. Uri, absolutely, still full head of dark, dark hair, tall, very slender, in great shape. There's no way you look sick. You don't even look 60, Uri.
I don't think he looks any different than he did.
Go to my website and see the last picture I just put on with Barney and walking in the snow here. So, but once again, Doug, I love you all. Thank you very much. And to all your listeners, thank you again for thinking about me.
All right, you're welcome. And give a hug to everybody there.
Okay, love.
Happy birthday, Uri.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
There we go.
Can you imagine what that house looks like today?
Oh, I know exactly what it looks like.
If on just a regular Monday, there's, 20, like, just some of the craziest people in the
Here's
world walking through his house.
This is
what must it look like on his birthday?
I don't think on his website, urigeller.com, there is a picture of the house per se, at least from the front. Although it is gated, this is, I'll try to draw you a picture of the house and what it looks like. And then what I've been there, as I said, I don't know how many times on his birthday. When Megan was there, I was there all the time. And I would go, last couple of years, I haven't been over there, actually. I went once, I think the last time I went there, it's been almost 2 years since I went to England. Anyway, he has a home. It's in a little village, little eensy-teensy village. Like, there's nothing in this town. There's a pub, and there's a place where you can put your boat, go for a ride on the Thames. That's pretty much it. And houses a little narrow street. And it feeds out onto one of the motorways, and the traffic is unbelievable. Mornings and afternoons, just traffic in England is unbelievable anyway, because they have so many more cars, they haven't really built any new streets, and most of the old streets, if you've ever been there, you know that many of them are like, they're paths. And so it's very hard, talk about the smaller cars, this is the only place you can drive a small car and actually sort of be safe, because everybody else drives these small little cars as well. So anyway, you go down this driveway, gate opens, you look down to the left, there's this big white house with pillars, and the driveway, there's a little house off to the side, and there's a little guest house in back of the house, and then there's a pyramid that he, and I think there are pictures of that at UriGeller.com.
There are, I'm just looking at them.
The pyramid is very, he uses that as an office.
Like the one at the Louvre.
Yep, yeah, exactly. And then there are little gardens, little Japanese gardens you walk around, and you can go through what he was just talking about, is going for a walk with his dog Barney. Every day he goes for a walk for about 40, 45 minutes with his dogs, he and Shippy. And when I was there, that was part of the tradition. It's fun. You get up and we take great walks. We have great philosophical conversations about business and life and things. But I'm thinking, as I remember, there's a big vestibule as you're coming through the front door. And on a couple of occasions, the birthday has been, even though he doesn't want to go out with a lot of people will come to the house and they'll just be there. And that famous bicyclist, whose name I can never remember.
Lance Armstrong?
No, there's another guy who has been in that same race. And Uri helped him design his bike. And so this guy won the first race that he was ever in with a bike that Uri helped him to design. So it's hanging up on the wall in Uri's house when you walk through the door. And there's lots of glass Now, there are a lot of crystals, lots of doodads and things that are a part of what he sort of stands for. But the place, on a couple of occasions, I remember the birthdays, was like a madhouse. And so I remember there were actually, there are, I think, some pictures somewhere on Good Day Show. Clay, aren't there some pictures? I know I've recently seen some pictures. I'm pretty sure that someplace we have pictures of Uri and his family and me and my family celebrating Megan's graduation from Oxford. And I think that was in a pub. I'm pretty sure that's there. Clay, how are we doing, by the way, in separating out some of our pictures and putting them in the appropriate place for them to be attached to all the members of the Good Day squad?
We've got it separated, but it currently is set up to where it will be implemented with the future pictures that we upload.
So we can't take the other ones out and move them over?
Let me see if I can do that.
That would be a good idea. Isn't it wonderful, Richie, how he takes suggestions?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Good job. I was thinking about Uri with this, but I'm thinking about it as Roberta just sort of chuckles a little bit, and we get to know Clay a little bit better. It's hard in this medium to hide who you are. Your secret self is more likely to become evident because in our circumstance anyway, I'm on the air 6 hours a day, and these people are around where it's hard to not be yourself because you can't be guarded all the time.
For us, yeah. I mean, you can't. But you look at what happened with Mel Gibson. Yeah. Here, for all these years, everybody thought Mel Gibson was
the greatest.
You
knew him as a movie. You didn't know what he was like in his real life.
Yeah, but I mean, even when he goes on the talk show circuit, he's still,
you don't find out.
And then you have people like Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is like this amazing character actor, amazing actor.
Yeah.
And when you see him on the talk show circuit or something like that...
Very quiet.
The guy can't put a sentence together.
Very quiet. Mm.
He cannot put a sentence together.
He doesn't want to.
Yeah. I mean, you ask him a straightforward question.
A carpenter.
Yeah. So what did you do? What did you have for breakfast this morning? He cannot put a sentence together to answer that simple question. The guy can't talk.
Some of the good things, good deeds... For the holiday season is partially what we're about here, and I have a couple of good stories for you as Good Day continues, 16 before the hour.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink, so if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Worries about the economy may put a damper on holiday travel, according to an annual survey of American travelers. The holiday edition of the Access America Vacation Confidence Index found fewer travelers may hit the road this year, and those who do plan to travel intend to spend less than in 2009. The combination of fewer travelers and lower trip costs could mean a multi-billion dollar dip in overall holiday travel spending. The survey found that just 50% of respondents said they were confident they would take a holiday vacation this year, and that's down from 61% who reported being confident in taking a holiday vacation last year. Daniel DeRazzo of Access America has more.
This year's survey reveals both the good and the bad in the current travel market. While spending may be down over last year, Americans are still willing to invest in their annual travel plans. That suggests that value, careful planning, and last-minute deals will be very important this holiday season. And with money a key concern, we expect many Americans will opt to purchase travel insurance in order to protect their travel investment.
I'm Patrick Davis.
How are you, Patrick? Did you know that was Patrick Davis?
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Patrick.
Nice to meet
Who's
you.
Patrick?
Patrick.
Patrick
Davis. Patrick. Patrick was just there. You didn't know Patrick?
Yeah.
I didn't know Patrick.
I hear he's a good guy.
If you knew Patrick, like I know Patrick, oh, what a guy. Okay, so here are some great stories. Some really good things go on at this time of year. Local radio stations doing a great job, a good deed. Here is a story from Delaware, Richie. Bear, Delaware. Family came home to find their house had been robbed. Thieves stole $40,000 of personal property like jewelry, electronics, TVs, Christmas presents, the family's van, and other items. More importantly, the invaders took off with the dog,
aww,
the family dog. So a couple of days after the robbery, a woman who had apparently purchased the dog from the people who stole it saw the reports about the theft and realized the dog she bought was, in fact, this dog that had been stolen. She contacted the police, returned the dog to the owners. Owners gave the woman $200. And now the local radio station there, that is an affiliate of our countdown show, WDEL, decided to cover the cost to get their dog back and also started a fund to help the family try to recover. How do you recover $40,000? It isn't just the money. Mm. It's the violation that you feel when somebody comes into your home like that. And it's just
I'll never forget. I used to go out with this girl, and her dad's her parents' house got broke into.
Yeah.
And they stole a television and VCR. Broken into television, VCR, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, the police come, and they do the report, and they leave, and the whole thing settles down, and the guy goes to go sit down in his recliner and have a beer. And he looks in his refrigerator. He's like, they stole my beer.
Yeah.
He's like, I've just been violated. They stole my beer. What else could they take? My beer, for God's sake.
In heaven, there is no beer, Richie.
Yeah.
My thieves go to hell. Or is there beer in hell?
I'm going to suffer if there's no beer in heaven.
No. What makes you think you're going there in the first place?
Hey, man, I try to be good.
Idea.
We'll see if I get the pass.
Get the pass.
I want to go where the beer is.
Right. All right. You and Roberta together. Wouldn't that be sweet, the two of you together?
There's wine in heaven. I'd be all right with that.
Nice glass of wine with you.
Yeah.
Nice glass.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm having milk. 51 pass on good day.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Over the weekend, the Senate rolls up its sleeves and gets a few things done. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Yes, the U.S. Senate did work right through the weekend, and among the issues taken up on the floor, the controversial Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy regarding gays and lesbians serving in the military. Just before a vote was taken to repeal the policy, you had debate, plenty of it, both pro and con. Here's Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, who is in favor of getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
This is a policy that is corrosive. You are asking men and women who want nothing but to serve this country, to give their lives for this country, to say, no, you cannot, because of who you love.
On the other side of the issue, you have Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona against the repeal.
I've heard from thousands of active duty and retired military personnel. I've heard from them, and they're saying, Senator McCain, it isn't broke, and don't fix it.
All right, enough debate. Time for the vote.
The yeas are 65, the nays 31. The motion to concur is adopted.
And with that, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell did pass, and now goes on to President Obama, who is expected to sign it soon. As for what's ahead, the Senate will continue debate today on the new START nuclear arms treaty with Russia. Yesterday, members voted down a GOP proposal to change the wording of the treaty, which would, in effect, kill it. Democrats say they have enough votes to ratify the treaty. They need 67, but to ratify, all members in favor have to be present. It's not clear when a final vote will be taken. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This December, the snowmaking crews have been giving all month long and providing us more and more trails in the east, and that streak continues as we get ready to ride in the Catskills of New York, where Hunter Mountain has 45 runs open. That is now up over 80% of the mountain ready to ride at Hunter. Big Boulder and the Poconos moving on to 15 runs and 3 miles. They ride day and night. The Jack Frost area running at 20 trails. That's almost every run for 5 miles of skiing. Heading to the Midwest, where plenty of snow has been falling recently. Ski Brule in the UP of Michigan riding to 17 runs with a touch of fresh snow themselves. In Wisconsin, Devil's Head now at 20 trails. They'll have some day and night skiing all this week as well. Arapaho Basin riding on a fresh 9 inches of new snow for 72 runs. That's 7 lifts open at Arapaho Basin. Beaver Creek checks out 120 runs at over 1,400 acres. Deer Valley in Utah riding on a fresh half a foot of new snow and 79 runs. While in Squaw Valley, USA, and California, 100 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, today is the start of a shortened trading week as the markets will be closed this Friday for the long Christmas weekend. Last Friday was a mixed day for the market. The Dow down 7 points to 11,492. S&P up 1. NASDAQ with a 6-point gain.
This
This is the sound of a storm. And the biggest storm so far this season continues to pound California and the Mountain West with heavy rain and snow. Another 3 to 6 inches of rain expected in the mountains and foothills that have already soaked up 3 to 7 inches there. Meanwhile, across the pond, travel in Great Britain and parts of Europe is at a near standstill. A record blizzard blasting portions of the region. London's two busiest airports, Heathrow and Gatwick, are hosting thousands of trapped travelers right now. The conditions so bad that Lady Gaga was forced to cancel a concert in Paris. I believe she announced the cancellation this way.
Gaga, cancel concert, bad storm, oh la la, ice and snow, oh mama. Don't like this blizzard.
Yeah, she is something, isn't she? Business at the box office over the weekend.
It's just a game.
Just a game. It's more than that. It's a costly sequel. Tron Legacy. The 3D science fiction movie took the top spot with $43.6 million this past weekend. Couple of closing notes. First, the University of Connecticut women's basketball team won its 88th game in a row yesterday. That dates back to the 2008 NCAA Final Four, and this matches the all-time college basketball win streak by the UCLA men's team back in the 70s. Connecticut's coach, Gino Ariyama, says his team isn't done yet.
We have lots of basketball coming up the rest of the season, so we got a long way to go.
Long way to go?
A long way to go.
Long way to go. We don't have a long way to go to get to winter, though, which officially arrives tomorrow, 6:38 p.m. Eastern Time. Although in many parts of the country, wintry weather arrived quite some time ago. Yeah, I know it's cold. I'll be with you in a minute. And the first day of winter this year is extra special because it occurs on the same day as a full lunar eclipse. The max of this eclipse to be seen at 3:17 a.m. Eastern Time. First time in 372 years that a full lunar eclipse and the winter solstice happen on the same day. But that's not good enough to get me up at 3 in the morning to go out and look at it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Let the Doug Steffen Show help you with dinner tonight. Check out Jennifer's recipes on our team page right now at DougSteffen.com.